Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're delighted you're with us as we talk about practicing joy from John 16, 16 to 24 and Philippians 4, 4 to 7. Jesus told his disciples, "For a little while you won't see me, but after a while you will see me." They said to each other, "What does Jesus mean by saying that for a little while we won't see him, but after a while we will see him? What does he mean by saying he's going to the Father? What is this little while that he's talking about? We don't know what that means." Jesus knew they had some questions, so he said, "You are wondering what I meant when I said that for a little while you won't see me, but after a while you will see me. I tell you for certain that you will cry and be sad, but the world will be happy. You will be sad, but later you will be happy. When a woman is about to give birth, she's in great pain. But after it's all over, she forgets the pain and is happy because she has brought a child into the world. You are now very sad, but later I will see you and you will be so happy that no one will be able to change the way you feel. When that time comes, you won't have to ask me about anything. I tell you for certain, the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. If you have not asked for anything in this way before, but now you must ask in my name, then it will be given to you. So you will be completely happy." And then Philippians 4, "Always be glad because of the Lord. I say it again, be glad. Always be gentle with others. The Lord will soon be here. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Then because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel." Other translations say, "Rejoice," and again I say rejoice, as Paul's first comment there in 4:4 in Philippians. So some of you know that John Goldsmith and I are part of a brass quintet. We've actually been playing for maybe 20 years together on and off. And to tell you the truth, it's actually a lot of fun. Two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba gives us a lot of musical possibilities and a good bit of musical power. We play all kinds of music, jazz, pop, classical, folk, and even some theme songs. We've just recently added two pieces to our repertoire, the theme music to the Pirates of the Caribbean and the theme music to the Magnificent Seven. It's great music, but how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Well, practice. And that's exactly what is ahead for our quintet, because if you want to play well, if you want to get the notes right, the dynamics, the tempo, and get it right with the other members of the group, you have to practice individually and together. And it turns out the same is true of joy. In order to experience joy, in order to experience joy in all of its fullness, in order to live joyful lives, we have to decide that joy is the world in which we will live, that our frame of reference in all things will not be sadness and anger and jealousy and bitterness and depression, but instead our frame of reference will be joy. The world's frame of reference, it seems, is anger, disappointment, and a sense that we are victims, oh poor us. But believers, followers of Jesus, are jubilant, because joy is a choice, an act of faith, a willingness to see the world through the lens of the resurrected Christ. And instead of seeing the challenges we face as problems, we instead see them as opportunities. Opportunities to see God at work in the world, to see the church at work in the world, to see our brothers and sisters at work in the world. To see this life with all of its issues as a glass that is not just half full, but as a glass God is about to fill to overflowing. Joy is a choice, and in order to be filled with joy, you have to practice joy. I've often shared the story of Carolee Union, who told us a bit about her life at one of our church retreats. She told us she kept a gratitude journal about sitting down at her kitchen table in the midst of a life that was weighed down after the death of her husband, working and trying to care for their children by herself. And trying to find things to be grateful for. She said, "Then as I sat staring out the window, a bluebird sat down to eat at the bird feeder outside that same window. And I wrote in my journal that today I was grateful for the gift of that bluebird. And that opened up a list of all kinds of things that I was grateful for. If all you see around you is what's wrong with the world out there, and even in your own world, you will miss not only God's wonderful gifts to you, but you'll miss out on the particular gift of joy. The Apostle James says in James chapter 1, verse 2, "My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy." In some ways, that sounds crazy, considering the trials and tribulations, the messes of life. But James believed that it is in the messes of life that our eyes are opened up to see what God is doing in the mess, that the messes open up opportunities for God to bless us. Jesus even coaches his disciples to prepare them for his crucifixion and death by pointing out that while his death will be agony for them, joy will soon emerge from the suffering, much like the joy of a newborn baby sets aside the misery of childbirth. It's not that it didn't happen. I mean, ask Haley or any mom. It did. It was bad. No one should have to suffer like that. An epidural is good, but to be sure, contractions still aren't fun. But as soon as you see that little one, oh my, the joy that rocks your world. The Apostle Paul reminds the Philippians to rejoice, to feel the joy, to experience the peace, to focus on what God is doing in our lives and in the world, not on what it's wrong with it. And he says it twice to make sure the point got across. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. So practice joy. Look at your life through the lens of joy. See what God is doing. And then seeing the joy, sing joy, pray joy, be jubilant, and give thanks to God. Because it will change your life. Amen. So thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast. If you have questions, you, of course, can contact us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or at our website, otisvillepress.org. Otisville, that is with two L's. Thank you for joining us.